Boker Tov Rabbeisai. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Ekev. Today is Kaf Be'av. Exactly 40 days from now, we'll be sitting in Shul Be'ezat Hashem, being Mekabel Ol Malchut Shamayim on Yom Adin, Rosh Hashanah. Exactly 40 days from today, huh? In Eretz Yisrael, Be'ezat Hashem Kulanu, not only you, everybody Be'ezat Hashem.
With Rabbis?
Huh? With him, with everybody, with every other Yid in the planet, Be'ezat Hashem. Now, it says like this. Rabotai, takshivu tov. You want to learn with me with the Chabrusa and Mashiach? Ask Mashiach to learn with Chabrusa. It says like this.
Eitan's going to be wrapped beforehand.
Eitan's going to be closest. He's going to grab him from the dorm room. Anyway, Rabotai, listen carefully. Today there's a sugya. I know. I knew that Taisus was going to scramble your minds. That's okay. There are, you know what I'm saying? There are such Taisus in the world, and you have to be prepared for it. So this is it, Rabotai. We are on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet. Amar Mor. Yeah. 5 lines from the top. Amar Mor. Now, anytime the Gemara says Amar Mor, that's always going back to analyze a baraita that we just brought before a little bit deeper.
So it's pronounced Mor?
Mor, yeah. Mar is bitter. This is an Aramaic word. Mor in Aramaic means like Mori, like my master. Huh? Taut. Yeah, anyway, Bekitsur. It's okay. You live and learn something new every day. Mar, right, that's the way they say in modern Hebrew also. Modern Hebrew, when you call somebody Mr. something, so you say Mar Ploni. That's a mistake. Mar in Lashon HaKod, this is not a Hebrew word, right? This is an Aramaic word. In Aramaic, it's Mor. That's the proper pronunciation of the word. Shama'ata ata? Yeah, tov. So he says, Amar Mor, Keshem Shein Pochatin Mehen, Kach En Mosifin Alehen. Right, the Baraita brought a passage before that said that just like you are not allowed to add on to them, you can't detract, you also can't add on. Says Amar Pshita, yeah, it's Poshit. Ma'od Etema, Ho'il Ve'amar Biyuda, Lulav Tzarich Eged, V'imaita Mina Achrina, Hay Lechudekai, V'ay Lechudekai, Kamash Malam. I'm going to explain to you this part of the Gemara according to Rashi, and Tosfot kind of touches on the same thing. But right now, the Chidush, says Tosfot, the Chidush of this Baraita is going only according to Rabbi Yehuda, which Tosfot is going to question. But right now, the Chidush is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that lulav tzarich eged, it's a mitzvah, part of mitzvah terba'at aminim, is to tie it. So I may have thought that once you tie it, and you hold any other extra min outside of it, it should not be considered baltosif, rather everything should be considered what? Standalone. Everything should be considered separate, not baltosif. Kamash maland, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, even when it's outside of the Aguda, it's considered baltosif. So, let's see Rashi. The beauty of Rashi, by the way, people don't understand, is many times Rashi will encompass many of Tosfot's chidushim in much less words and in a kind of... Yeah, but let's see.
Isn't egged when you tie it together with yes. Actual
string? So no! Taisus. Rashi. So he says like this. Tistakel tov.
What does yeah? that mean? Why putting it
on? Chundi. Bechon. Yes, he says. No, he says like. Wait. No. That's only for Chanuma. So he says like this. Yeah? Weiter. That they taught me. Chanuma saket bash. Yeah, that's the. Right? That's a very important one. Yeah? Nachon?
Sure.
That's the battle cry of almost every, not only every Sephardi shul on the planet. You can say it in different languages, but it's always the same battle cry. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Three times minyan easily.
So, let's see Rashi. Says Rashi HaKadosh, Imaite mina achrina. Yeah, I might think that if you bring another min according to the Biyuda, it shouldn't be Bal Tosif, says Rashi, when? Vela agid le Bahadeh. When you didn't tie it together, which means according to the Biyuda, anything that's tied together in the bundle is automatically, according to the Biyuda, eligible for what? Bal tosifable. But the hava min of the Gemara was that if it's extra, even if it's another min, but it's outside of the bundle, it's not bal tosifable. That's the chidush of the Baraita, according to the Biyuda, that what? Kamash malan, it still is bal tosifable. Zok Teisves, which means we're making this thing now, the whole Baraita, The Gemara just said the whole Baraita is a chidush only according to Rabbi Yehuda. There will be zero chidush according to the Rabbanan. That's what it seems like right now from the Baraita, and Tosfot doesn't take that sitting down. Yeah? Shamata ata?
Yes.
So he says, Gushkom. So he says, Tosfot. So he says, Ho'il ve'amar Rabbi Yehuda, lulav tzarich eged, imayte mina achrina, hay lechudekai v'hay lechudekai. That was the Hava Amina of the Gemara. Yeah, why are we going through Havaminas and Maskanas? Yeah, what was the Gemara's problem to begin with? Pshita, right? We're trying to resolve the Pshita, and this is the Chidush that we're saying Kamashmana. Yeah, usually throughout Shas, either a Ma'u Detema, a Pshita is usually followed by a Ma'u Detema and a Kamashmana. Right, Pshita, it's simple. Ma'u Detema is what I might have thought, whatever. Kamashmana, no, that's usually the way the style of the Gemara. Now says Tosfot. He says, certainly this would be a chidush according to the Rabbanan. What are you telling me now? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, this. Right, I would have thought standalone. The Gemara is saying, I would have thought the standalone only applies to Rabbi Yehuda. Says Tosfot, what are you talking about? We see from the Gemara a few lines ago in the previous Amud, the standalone Haylechudekai makes more sense, is more logical according to whom? According to the Rabbanan. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that it needs Eged, we only said standalone according to the Rabbanan that Lulav and Tzarich Eged. So why is the Gemara attributing this Hava Amina Svara of Haylechudekai Vaylechudekai more according to Rabbi Yehuda? It sounds like this Svara would be more attributable to the Rabbanan who don't need Eged to begin with, so everything is always Lechudekai. According to the Rabbanan, the Lulav doesn't mean Eged. So everything's always standalone. So why is the Gemara focusing, hyper-focusing on Rabbi Yehuda to say this Svara? That's not true. You understand the question? Rabbi Yisai? Say it back. What's the kasha? Start with the Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? No? Rabbi Yisai? What's the issue here that we're trying to resolve?
No,
you can't be Mosi. Shkoyer, Pshita, says the Gemara. No, there's a Chidush point to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lulav, Tzarich Eged, I might think, hide anything that you add on outside of it. Lechudekai, Kamash Maran, it's still Baltusi. Frek Taisvitz, Hai Lechudekai, it sounds like we're saying Hai Lechudekai is a Chidush. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda, but that's not true. Certainly, we would be able to say Hai Lechudekai according to the Rabbanan as well, which would make it a Chidush according to them.
Oh, why is it so obvious? Why is that aspect obvious?
Why is what?
Rabbanan.
Because the Gemara said before this Svara itself of Hai Lechudekai, according to the Rabbanan, who say that it is a Lulav in Tzarich Eged. So according to the Rabbanan, since the Rabbanan don't require the Lulav to be tied, so everything by definition is always what? Standalone. Yeah? So he says like this. Shalom. So he says like this. Zoktais, he froze. Oh no, he's back. Says Tosfot, V'achinam amrinan behedya. We say the same thing in Sanhedrin. Beperek elu enachnakin gabe kol amosif goreya. Right over there, the Gemara says that if you add on, it's like you're detracting. The isviralan lulav en tzarich eged. If you hold that lulav doesn't need to be tied, hay lechudekai vay lechudekai. Exactly like we saw a few lines ago in the Gemara. So why in the world are we attributing this svara solely to Rabbi Yehuda? And if we are already attributing the svara of hay lechudekai to Rabbi Yehuda, kol sheken, we should be attributing it
Rabbanan.
To the Rabbanan as well. Nafal. Allah. Zoktei Svis, V'yesh Lomar. It's not. The Gemara says Beferush Rabbi Yehuda. Hoil ve'amar Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is focusing on him. Yes, says the Gemara. It says Tei Svis, V'yesh Lomar. Da'ach Amayr v'shenoten oto chutz la'eged l'Rabbi Yehuda. What, Rabotai, do you see what just happened? What Tosfot just made a whole kushiyah and terutz about, Rashi answered in three words. Rashi simply already answered it already in the Gemara. Tosfos just came to this realization that what's the case that we're talking about over here? We're not talking about that you put it inside the Eged. We're talking about what? According to the Biuda, that you made the Eged, you already made the bundle. Lula Hadas Ba'araba. And where'd you put the extra mean? On the outside. And therefore what? Now what? Why does that change?
Now
what changes now?
Now it's about
the person. It's what makes about the Sifah Torah, because that's...
Oh, according to the view that part of the mitzvah is the knot, that's what makes about the Sif. Now that we took it outside the knot, now the view that about on our equal playing ground.
This is how we learn Pashup Shad in the Gemara.
So did Rashi. Yeah. But Tosfot made a whole thing out of it. Now, what changes now? I'm not done yet. Okay, you want to say this Pashup Shad? Does everybody understand where all the Gidot Pah? Say the steps. Yeah? Question Terutz. Jump in. Nachshon. Who's going to be
question Nachshon? Question of the Gemara was like this. Basically said that what? That...
Don't raise your hand. Just jump. Nachshon didn't raise his hand. He just... Jump. Yeah.
Very simple issue. Question on Rabbi Yehuda.
Not question.
It's a kosher can on Rabbanan.
Meaning what? The Gemara is trying to figure out what the Havamina is, and we say that the Havamina works according to the Biuda because there's the Chiddush by the Chudekai. You're trying to apply that to the Biuda. You can also apply the same thing to the Rabbanan.
Yes.
To which Teisva says, no, there's a Chiddush that applies to the Biuda here. Why is the Biuda the major Chiddush here? Because we're talking, he's the one who needs a bundle, and according to him, we've always been under the impression that Baal Tosif can only be achieved within the bundle, and therefore what? This piece that you're adding on is outside the bundle, perhaps over there, Baal Tosif is already invalidated, it doesn't work, there's no Baal Tosif anymore.
There is no extra condition.
No, because according to the Rabbanan, there's no bundle to begin with, so inside or out, you're always on the same level. According to the Yudas, the Chidush, because we were under the impression, at least, to begin with, that Baal Tosif can only be achieved inside the bundle. Once you're out, maybe not. Kamash Malan. So, now, Frek Teisvis, we're not done yet. Zok Teisvis. Yeah? Yes, sir.
How could you say...
This is your question.
How could you say that the Heter is not included inside this bundle as well? Wouldn't that be considered kind of like an extra name? Because isn't it also saying like those things that are inside the Eged are considered one thing, and those things that are outside are not considered part of like...
No. Etrog is one of the Arba'at Aminim. Over here, the Gemara is talking about not Etrog. What are we talking about over here?
Love.
No.
Love.
We're talking about a random thing. Huh?
Merachim.
We're talking about a banana. Vidyu. Etrog is part of the Minim. We learn that from a Pasuk that the Etrog is not tied with the Lulav, but that's one of the Minim. Can't be Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif is only something that the Torah didn't discuss.
But the case is you're holding a banana in your hand with a little Etrog.
Correct. That's what we're talking
about. Wait, so I just want to make sure. Tosfot isn't adding anything on. He's just trying to explain in his own words.
Yes. Tosfot is trying to interpret the steps of the Gemara. Havamina and Maskana. Frek Teisvis, I still have a problem. Vim Tomar, Im Ken, Lo Yechashev Tosefet Hay Mina Achrina, De Kamayte Kmo Le Rabbanan Dil Ayel, De En Tzarich Eged. Hey, wait a second. Now, there's a follow-up question. If you just established that we're talking about over here that you put the banana outside the Eged according to the Biuda, so why Be'emet do we not say, like we said...
Yeah, why is it?
One second. According to the Biuda, outside of the bundle is like inside the bundle according to the Rabbanan, which means once you're out, you're out. So why Be'emet, if you're out of the bundle, now Tosfot asks, why Be'emet... Is there Maskanat Gemara? Is there Baal Tosif on the banana outside the bundle according to the Biuda?
Yes.
That's the Chiddush.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the Chiddush. Yes. Sir. One second. Yes or no?
Yes.
That's the Kamash Maran. The question is: once you're out of the bundle, why? Why? Didn't we? But why? I understand that's the Chiddush. But why? Why is that? What's the logic? Those are trying to figure out the logic. Yeah. According to the Rabbanan, what do we say before that in or out of the bundle, since they don't need a Eged, Hailechudekai. Now we're saying Be'emet. Okay, I know you said Kamash Malan, but what's wrong with the Havamina? Once it's out of the Eged according to the Biuda, it's out of the mitzvah, why should the banana be considered Baal Tosif?
You had that extra thousand, so obviously that's
what I mean. It's coming to teach me that, but why? Logic. Tosfot says, I want to know the logic. Teach us fine, but there's got to be a logical explanation behind it. I understand that's the deal. I understand that's what the Gemara teaches me. But why? You have to delve. Tosfot says,
you know, that's the beauty of the Torah. Unless it's a chok. If it's a chok, you take it to the Minyan. But B, we're trying to extract svarot from the...
Maybe that's still the same hand, like the same hand as the guy, so it looks like it's that you're adding on to it.
So, let's see. Zok Tesis, this is a huge lamdisha pshat chiddush. This is a beautiful combination of lamdas and pshat. Watch. Look what he says. Zok Tesis, v'yesh lomar, deladame dechshiagdo shelo bemino, en lo lichashev kemosif, משום דאין זה דרך גדילתן ומינים שבלולב בעינן. כאין גדילתן, כדלקמן. אבל לרבי יהודה דבעי אגד יש לו לחשב כמוסיף באגודתו, דכל אגודה שלו כדרך גדילתו. ואך אפילו רבי יהודה כאמן דמי תמינה אחרינה ונקט לה כדרך גדילתו, דאפילו חוץ לאגד חשיב כמוסיף, וכל שכן לרבנן.
אוקיי רבותיי, I'm going to break this down for you, because this is Tosfos said heavy stuff. According to the רבנן, why do we say, what did the Rabbanan hold about tying the lulav with a different meaning? What did the Rabbanan hold of that?
That they're both separate.
Mutar or asur? Forget about you saying. Mutar or asur?
Mutar.
Why? Because according to them, since Eged, according to the Rabbanan, is not part of the mitzvah of Arba'ata Mimi, therefore what? The fact that you're tying it now, you're not taking it the way it grew. You're taking it in a different way. And the Torah, when the Torah tells me to take these things, it's got to be just like lulav, etrog, you know, we see later, that you have to take it derech gedilato. If you took it upside down, what's that, huh? Not yet say the chovah. So in order to be eligible, just like the mitzvah itself has to be taken the way it's grown, so to in order to transgress bal tosif, it also has to be derech gedilato. Says Tosfos, according to the Rabbanan, when you tie it with something, let's say you tie the lulav with nana. Okay? You know what nana is?
The mint.
Mint. Yeah? Soft, whatever. You take it and you tie it like that. Okay? It's not derech gedilato now, because now it's like a completely twisted thing. Since it's not part of the mitzvah, and it's not derech gedilato, therefore it can't be considered as bal tosif. Therefore what? Therefore, tekshivuto. Well, I'll get back to the therefore in a second. However, according to the Biuda, it's a little bit different. According to the Biuda, though, if you tie a lulav with nana, what's the halacha?
Bal tosif.
Forget about bal tosif.
It's not
egel. It's not egel. Well, hey, wait a second, but it's not derech gedilato. Doesn't have to be derech gedilato like all the other minim. What does the Biuda say? Since egel is part of the mitzvah, and, which means the Torah tells me, according to the Biuda, they have to have an Eged. What does that mean? And the Biuda knows that when you're going to tie, by definition, when you tie, what's it going to be?
Not
derech gedilato. Says the Biuda interprets the Torah as saying, apparently, even when it's not derech gedilato, when it's part of the mitzvah, you're still over on bal tosif. That's where the Biuda knows that when it's not derech yedilato, like by the egged, it's not one of the minim, you would have bal tosif. Therefore, now we'll be saying, however, something, when you add something extra according to the Biuda, outside the tie, say it, outside the knot.
It's bal tosif.
Why?
Because it's like you're doing it, but you're doing your own.
Rabbi Yehuda says the only time I'll be machshiv not derech gedilato is when it's a tie, because it's part of the mitzvah. But now outside the knot, outside the bundle, when I'm taking it, how am I taking the banana? Straight up, derech gedilato. I'm taking the banana, or I'm taking the whatever it is that I'm taking the bisamid. And yodama, derech gedilato. So it comes back. Now Tosfos is saying, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it comes back, kamash malan, that it comes back to be bal tosif, because now it's back to derech gedilato again. And if this is the case according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's going to be the case according to Rabbanan?
Vadai.
Kol shekin. Why? Because according to the Rabbanan, there's no chiyuv eged to begin with. So according to the Rabbanan, what does it always have to be? Always derech gedilato. And therefore, according to the Rabbanan, with or without, it's always going to be bal tosif, because it's going to be derech gedilato. We need to say this again.
Yes.
We need to say it again.
Okay. Beginning down.
Round two.
Beginning down.
Let me tell you, I've said this here many times before. I don't know if you've heard it, but
Everybody heard of the Shari Yeshiva of Shimon Shkaf? Shimon Shkaf, he was one of the greatest Rashi Yeshivot in pre-war Europe. Rav Shimon used to give Shi'ur Kafa. Look, I don't know if he was sitting or standing, but he had a shtender. You know those shtenders with a box? With like a teva in it? He would sit down or stand up, whatever it is, and he would keep his hands in the box the whole time. The whole shir, kacha. Like that, nobody would see his hands. And he would talk like this the whole time. One time, one of the Talmidim asked Rav Shimon, they asked him, Rebbe, why are you giving him the shir like that? Why don't you, you know, be comfortable. Let yourself go, you know. He says, no, no. He says, I want to make sure you understand what I'm trying to say, not from my hands, from my mouth. You understand what he's trying to say? Sometimes people think that they understand. Why? Because the excitement, the emotion, whatever, they're understanding the pantomimes, but they don't understand the words, they don't understand the svara itself. He says, I want to work on myself, I'm going to force myself to clarify what I'm trying to say, not with my hands, but what? With my mouth, with my words. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
It's a big zach.
Don't look at me jumping around, vizi. Understand the vart. Yeah, Rafael, say over the vart.
So, okay, question right now is, if what we said is true, that...
No hands. Okay.
If what we said is true, that really went back, so...
Okay, we're here now. We're saying that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about when it's outside the bundle, and the Kamash Maran is still Bal Tosif. Says Tosfot, why? Why is it Bal Tosif? Yeah, go ahead. Now Tosfot breaks it down. How and when Bal Tosif applies according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Go.
We need to teach something. We need to say what is Rabbi Yehuda trying to teach us that the Kamash Maran is teaching us something we didn't know.
Okay.
So we break it down. According to the Rabbanan, you do need a
tie. According to the Rabbanan. I'm gonna set you up, okay, Rabotai, Rafael, and everybody else. According to the Rabbanan, can you explain to me why when I tie my lulav with nana, okay, or whatever it is, it's not considered bal tosif?
It's not there.
So what? But there's an extra mean here. Why is it not part of the mitzvah? It's not part of the mitzvah, and it's not derech gedilato. Therefore, what the Rabbanan say? It's standalone, and therefore what? It's like it's not here.
Why is it matter if it's not derech gedilato?
Because just like you need derech gedilato. Both by the mitzvah of arba'at aminim and by the mitzvah of bal tosif, it has to be done the same method as the mitzvah. You understand what I'm saying? Therefore, just like by the mitzvah of arba'at aminim, it's got to be derech gedilato. So too, if you want to tell me that I'm being over al bal tosif, also, it's got to be derech gedilato. Come to Rabbanan and say, now I understand why if you tie the lulav with nana, you're not. There's no bal tosif. Lama? Because it's not derech gedilato. But Rabbi Yehuda would tell you what. Rabbi Yehuda says, if I tie the lulav with nana, bal tosif. Why? Because since Eged is part of the mitzvah, the Torah understood that part of... Yeah, lulav is part of the mitzvah, etrog is part of the mitzvah, hadas va'arava are part of the mitzvah. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you know what else is part of the mitzvah? Eged. And the Torah knows, how do you make an Eged?
Around the Zah.
Not derech gedilato. And yet, according to him, we see that the Torah is makpid about arba'at aminim. So he says, oh, so that means, that teaches me, says Rabbi Yehuda.
Even not derech gedilato, there's still an issue
of bal tosif. However, once you're out of the agudah, once you're out of the tie, now how are we holding it now?
Shut up.
You hold something out of the tie.
Now it's back to being derech gedilato. So therefore what? The agudah says that's going to be once again bal tosif. Certainly bal tosif. And certainly according to the Rabbanan, who don't even need ties to begin with, and you're holding the banana, derech gedilato, what's this going to be considered?
Bal tosif.
Very similar, you could say that. Wait, why is it? It is bal tosif. So you might think now that you're holding it, derech gedilato, it should be bal tosif.
Why is it really here with that bal tosif?
What?
The extra banana.
Because you're holding it, derech gedilato.
Okay, but he's saying even Eged is. His chidush is that the eged is.
I know, but now
what's the difference what's the nafkamina if it's outside the eged?
So now we're asking. The Tosfot was asking a question. Hey, wait a second. Once you finish the eged, isn't the mitzvah complete? Why would you be over on Bal Tosif according to the Biyuda anymore? According to the Kamash Malan, says Tosfot, I don't care that you're out of. Each one is its own chidush. Eged has a chidush that even though it's not derech gedilato, it's Bal Tosif. Why? Because it's part of the mitzvah. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda says, but there's another chidush. What's the other chidush? Even when it's not the eged and it's out of the mitzvah, so it's not part of the mitzvah, but I could still give you Bal Tosif because of what? Not because of the mitzvah aspect, but because of the derech gedilato aspect. And if we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who starts off with an eged being a mitzvah aspect, certainly this longness would apply to the Chachamim, who don't require an Eged aspect to begin with. So no matter what, you're always holding it out of the Eged, and once it's Derech Gedilato, Bevadai o Bevadai, it's going to be Bal Tosif. Verstehst? What did we just accomplish with this?
We
had a task.
What was the task that we just accomplished?
What was the Chidush according to the Yehuda? That's why, and we just found out, says, oh, I found the Chidush according to the Yehuda, which would have been a Kol Shekin according to the Rabbanan. That's why the Gemara decided to focus on finding Chidush Davka according to Rabbi Yehuda, because once we find one according to him, then it's going to be a Kol Shekin Bal Tosif according to the Rabbanan. Yes? Yes.
What if you hold a banana outside the egg, but it's upside down?
Not Bal Tosif. According to everyone. According to everybody. Not derech gedilato.
So if you hold the etrog upside down.
Anyway, it's upside down.
Okay, so then, yeah. What happens if you take all the four minim upside down? You took them, but you're not yotze, because you're missing the halacha of derech gedilato. Now, okay. So far, so good? Yes? Any questions? One more time?
Yeah.
And bye.
I have a question. What do you think?
What's the shot? Ena Baishan Lamid, you know it says in Pirkei Avot that what?
The Shai can't learn. The Shai can't learn.
The Ena Kapdan Milamid. If a Rebbe doesn't have patience to say it over, not me. Yeah. Then he's in the wrong field. Go be a shoemaker. Below Kapdan Milamid. Yeah? That's not a Rebbe to learn. No patience? Yeah?
So if we're saying that Derek Dilato is not, we're not adding through that, right? It's considered that Bal Tosif, right?
Derech Gedilato will be Bal Tosif even according to Rabbi Yehuda, even when it's outside of the Eged.
That's a Chiddush.
Yes. Yes.
You might think.
You might have thought once it's out of the Eged, everything's fair game. Kamash Manan, not true. Once it's outside of the Eged, we go back to the original Din of Derech Gedilato, and once we know that, then certainly according to the Chachamim, which Eged never played a role because they hold it's not a mitzvah, then Bevadai, it's going to be Bal Tosif.
But then when Eged is a mitzvah, there's no Bal Tosif.
According to whom? No. Then there is. I'll fix that. When Eged is, if Eged is a mitzvah, which means you're telling me according to the Biyuda, comes out, the chidush over there is that even when it's not derech gedilato, but it's part of the mitzvah, what will Rabbi Yehuda tell you? Still, Bal Tosif, because it's part of the mitzvah.
And you might have thought to say that maybe let's give it some leadway. The fact that you know it's part of the mitzvah, so therefore there shouldn't be a din actually adding extra, like adding something out there.
But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the chidush. No, since it's part of the mitzvah, and the Torah knows how things are tied. Apparently, the Torah meant to say Bal Tosif, even when it's not derech gedilato, but when it's part of the aguda, which is the mitzvah.
How does that play into like the logic of the finish? That's what we were trying to get at. We said, what's the whole logic of the finish?
Oh, so what's the logic? The logic of the chiddush is that even when it's outside of the aguda, it'll still be Bal Tosif, because at the end of the day, you are adding an item which the Torah didn't prescribe, and you're holding it derech gedilato the same way you're holding the other minim. The chidush is that is still considered Bal Tosif. And the reason why the Gemara didn't talk about the Rabbanan is because once we say this according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the Rabbanan are Zevadah.
There's no Eged in
the cloud. That's why there's a Kol Shekin. Once we say this chidush according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zeh Nigmar. Says Teisviz.
Eged is fully null and void at this point. It doesn't really make a difference.
Well, according to the Rabbanan, by the way, don't make a mistake. there's a mitzvah, but we all tie our lulavim, nachon? We think that's pointless for no reason? No. Even the Rabbanan hold that there's a mitzvah to tie the lulav, but at the end of the day, it's not a chiyuv like Rabbi Yehuda. Which means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you didn't tie your lulav, what's the halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda? Lo yatsa. Lo yatsa. According to the Chachamim, if you didn't tie your yatsim, maybe you didn't do the best mitzvah, but, you know.
Like Maran.
Huh?
Like
Maran. What does it hold? It's better than mitzvah.
I know, in some way, you're tired, it's still good.
Maran Paskin's like the Rabbanan. Yeah.
But if you're the Rabbanan, that they hold it's a mitzvah as well.
Yeah.
And it should also not be batosi whenever you tie it around, even if it's an indirectly that.
No, but since it's not compulsory, since it's not obligatory, so it can't be part of the equation of batosi, because it's not a chiyuv. Mitzvah is a nice thing to do, huh?
It's a mitzvah.
Mitzvah min ha-muvchar. It's only like, but mitzvah over here means like a chumra. You get a mitzvah of zeili ve'anveu. Even the Gemara, by the way, Rabotai, make no mistake. The Gemara on Daf Tet says that even according to the Rabbanan. Shama'ata ma'omer, Rabotai, when you tie your lulav according to the Rabbanan, which mitzvah are you getting? You're getting a mitzvah of arba'at aminim, like according to Rabbi Yehuda? No, you're getting a mitzvah of zeili ve'anveu, beautifying the mitzvah. If you build a sukkah, very plain, very simple, very ugly, no decorations, no nothing. It looks like death, and you sit in it. Are you yotze the mitzvah of sukkah?
One day.
If it's a kosher sukkah?
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't beautify it. Yeah, a person has tefillin, v'tzitzit, v'zeh, but they're ugly and dirty and whatever. Yatzai the chovah, lo yatza? Yatzai the chovah. Maybe you're not, there's mitzvah, a separate mitzvah, zeili v'anveu. All the mitzvot that you have?
It's a separate thing? Or it's
separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah to beautify the mitzvot, zeili v'anveu.
The Moroccans did decorations on the end, like the gold stuff.
Right? Yeah, yeah, no, the Gemara doesn't, the Mishnah doesn't talk about Moroccans. It talks about Anshei Yerushalayim. I don't think the Moroccans back then. They were still in Eretz Yisrael and Bavir. Yeah? Moroccans only came after they left Spain after the Girush, and then they went to Morocco.
That was like,
yeah? Yeah. So, anyway.
They got killed.
Nachon? Takshiv Tov. Let's finish up this Teisvis. Zok Teisvis. Vehad Kama, last two words online. Ve'adakamar b'sanedrin. Leman de'amar in tzarich eged. Hay lechudekai v'hay lechudekai. Uh-oh, says Tosfot, I have a Gemara. Doesn't the Gemara say that according to the man de'amar who says lulav in tzarich eged, a.k.a. Rabbanan. And it says over there, they're standalone. Standalone sounds like what? There's no isur of Baltosif. What did Tosfot just prove? That even according to the Rabbanan, there is, as long as it's Derech Gedilatan. So what's that Gemara talking about?
Obviously it wasn't here in Derech Gedilatan.
Nope. Says Tosfot. Huh?
I don't
Tosfot says, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that according to the Man De'amar, according to the Rabbanan, that Lulav in Tzarich Eged, Hay Lechudekai V'Hay Lechudekai. When you take a banana together with the Lulav, each one stands alone. What's the connotation of those words? Each one stands alone and therefore what?
No
Baltosif. Says Tosa, that goes against what we just said. We just said that there is Baltosif when it's Derech Gedilatan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Kol Sheken L'Rabbanan. As Maye, sounds like this Gemara is contradictory.
It's even more going along.
The Gemara is a whole thing on Zaken Mamre. Random sugya.
Kol Sheken Rabbi Yehuda.
No, Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Sheken L'Chachamim, who don't need Eged. Rabbi Yehuda and Kol Sheken L'Chachamim.
But you said if they're Rabbanim who don't hold, you need Eged, right? When there's no Eged.
Kol Sheken.
Then it's the Ha'ilukudekai, Ha'ilukudekai.
Oh, that's the Gemara over there, which would seem that there's no Baltosif. Says Tosfot, that's not what the Gemara means. It doesn't mean there's no Baltosif. Says the Gemara. Hainu le'inyan de'en ze kol ha'mosif goreya del olam yedem mitzvah yatsa ela de'over al baltosif. Says Tosfot, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda who says kol ha'mosif goreya, which means sometimes when you add, it makes it like you subtract it and you're not yotze the mitzvah. When the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanan, hay lechudekai, that means that what? That each one stands alone. And that doesn't detract from the arba'at aminim that you're holding, which means you still took it. Which means that you're still yotze. Were you over Bal Tosif, says Tosfot, according to the Rabbanan?
Yeah,
yes, you were. But what about Yetziat Yedei Chovat HaMitzvah? Were you yotze?
Yes.
Yetza. That's what it means. Not that there's no Bal Tosif. Yes, Bal Tosif. Just what? In spite of being over Bal Tosif, does the banana take away the fact that you're holding the other Arba'at HaMinim? No. And therefore you're still yotze.
And that has
to what? You got the mitzvah of Arba'at HaMinim, but simultaneously you were over the Isur
about to see. That's what the Gemara means.
What is it? It's not
mitzvah
about.
What do they
consider?
Sitting and doing a mitzvah. I don't know how that makes sense.
No, it's not mitzvah. Mitzvah about avera is only when you need that avera in order to do the mitzvah.
You don't know.
Need the banana.
That's dangerous. Yeah.
Baby,
you could have seen it, but
after
he said to us,
I need my car to go to shul.
No, no. Okay. Who wants to be the Nachshon? Jump in. What is Tosu? What did Tosu just say?
He said that even though
there's a question, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that according to the Rabbanan, each one stands alone, which sounds like there's no Batosif, which goes against the whole premise of what we just saw in Tosfo. Zaptesis, you're wrong. You misunderstood the Gemara. Yeah.
All Gemara needs to say is they're avoiding that Mosifim, and you're not going to be Yotzeh, but really he's going to be Yotzeh, and at the same time he's over Batosif.
There is Batosif. Why is there Batosif? Like we just said before, it's Derech Gedilato. You're taking it together with the Lulav. That's a problem. But according to In terms of the mitzvah, in terms of the halakha of kol mosif goreya, which means according to the Bibla, when you add on, right? What sometimes when you add on, not only are you not adding on, but what does it do? It detracts from what you already have. Says the Gemara, according to the Rabbanan, no! Since you don't need egged, everything is standalone. So you took a banana, but that doesn't take away your arba'at aminim. Yes? But so you're yotzeh the mitzvah, but you're over simultaneously the isur of batosi.
So what's the whole thing about
stand alone means that it does not negate the other meaning. You understand? Matashu.
What's it like that it's not like a
so that's why you're yotzeh the isur of batosi.
That's the svara. As opposed to the view now, Jimmy very interesting says, Kura Mosif Gorea, since you have a Eged, when you add anything else over there, you're detracting from the mitzvah that's already in your
head. But why is Megorea not Chalor?
That's their Hiddush, that since you don't need Eged, the fact that they're not bound together, and they don't need to be bound together according to the Mishnah, so the halacha is that it doesn't detract from what you're holding. As opposed to the view, since they need to be bound together, when you bind something irrelevant here, not only is it irrelevant, but it also negates what you're already holding because you put it into the bundle. Okay? So, now let's end off. Yeah.
I have a question on the last step on Yehuda.
Yeah.
From Yehuda says, what's the sfera? That meant, what's the sfera that it should be about to see whenever he holds the eged separates it because it's his own mitzvah.
Okay.
We give it the roots that he holds eged even when it's not, it's still part of the mitzvah. It's still about Tosif when he uses a different meaning whenever he does Eged because it's part of the mitzvah, right?
Correct.
But how does that give us a... Why is that a svar to say that whatever is outside is going to be about Tosif? Why?
Because it is Derech Gedilato. You're taking something, Derech Gedilato, the same method that you're taking the other minim, together with the minim, and you're thinking that you're
going to say that without the whole. This is why the Rabbanan hold. It's about to see. This is why Rabbi Yehuda was.
Well, we're trying to figure out why the Gemara said what it did. We're trying to figure out why the Gemara said what it did and focus on Rabbi Yehuda as opposed to the Rabbanan. That was the whole step of the Gemara. You have what I'm saying?
He's not explaining the Kamash Malan, though. He's not.
Well, we have to understand the Havamina and the Kamash Malan. That's what Tosfot is doing them both. Now, Rabotai, just to end off. By the way, I told you the Meharsha. Together with what I was talking about, I added in the Maharsha just now. So, whether you saw it or not, I spoke out the Maharsha as his explanation of Tosfot as I was talking. And based on this, Tosfot says, "Vehashtanicha." Based on this, now everything makes sense. The Tanakama de Rabbi Yehuda de Katan Edalet Minim Shebalulav En Mosif Alehin Umistama Haynu Rabbanan Bar Pluktayu De La Bau Eged VeAfilu Achi Ikabal Tosif. Now what the Chachamim said in the Baraita, it says even before Rabbi Yehuda, it says that you're not allowed to add on to the minim of the lulav. Hey, wait a second. According to the Rabbanan, I thought the Gemara in Sanhedrin says you're not able to add on. Right? Haylechu dekai. Says Toso, now makes beautiful sense. The Rabbanan hold you are able to add on. How so? By taking it derech gedilatan. What it means over there, that haylechu dekai is with regards to, there's two separate worlds. There's Yitziat Yidechova, there's being Yotze the Mitzvah of Arba'at Aminim, and then there's a Bazundar, then there's Tzvei Dinim. You see, it's getting very long. There's two Dinim. One is the Mitzvah of Arba'at Aminim, and one is the Isur of Bantosim. When the Gemara says, that Haydechu Dekai, that's with regards to the Mitzvah. When the Gemara says, You can't be mosif. That's with regards to the isur about mosif. Apparently, you're still able to. Hey, according to the Rabbanan, hey, you're supposed to be mosif. Hey, supposed to do bal tosif. I take the derech gedilato, which means according to the Rabbanan and according to the Yehuda, if you took it not kederech gedilato, whether according to the Yehuda in the bundle or according to the Yehuda, you have another problem of kol mosif gurel. But according to the Rabbanan, if you take it outside, the bundle doesn't make a difference. If you take it upside down, there's no. First of all, you're still yotzeh because each one stands alone. You're yotzeh the mitzvah, and there's also no problem of bal tosif. Why? Because it's not being taken in the method that the other minim are being taken. You understand? Now, there's a huge ritva here that has a bunch of questions on this. I put a little, you can see it, it's kind of extra credit. He asks a bunch of questions on Tosfot and then brings the Ramban who argues on Tosfot. I don't know if we have time for it today. I told you the Menashe outside. The main thing is that you got Marav, Rashi, the Tosafot, you got it solid, because this was a very fundamental Tosafot. Without this, it's kimat impossible to understand the sugi.
I'm not sure. Can you repeat what you just said? I'm not so clear.
Yeah, the last piece of Tosafot?
Yeah, we're just a minute.
Tosafot was saying that based on this, it makes perfect sense that our Gemara says that you're not allowed to be Mosif on the Minim according to the Rabbanan. Hey, wait a second. You can't be Mosif. I thought each one is standalone according to the Manan Sanhedrin. It says Tosfot. Now my Pshat kicks in. My Pshat that said that you can be Mosif, but you're still Yotzeh. Hayah Hudekai means each one stands alone with regards to Yetziati de Chovata Mitzvah. Whereas with regards to the Isur of Bal Tosif, the Rabbanan said you're still able to be transgress the Isur of Bal Tosif by taking it to Kederach Kedilato while not impacting your mitzvah of Arba'at HaMinim. Understand? Which means that if you see a guy in shul, yeah, you see a guy in shul taking mamash, lulav, etrog, lulav, hadas, araba, banana, and etrog, what do you tell him? You're a tzaddik, and you're a rasha. You're a tzaddik, why? The mitzvah. You're a rasha, I don't know, rasha, but chamor, why? Because you did, how you say it, chamor? Anyway, that's how it's used in Lashon HaKodesh also. When you call a person, you know, chamor, that means it's, you know.
Well,
it depends. So, Rabotai, the point is that he's chamor because he's being oved lo ta'aseh. You tell him, I don't get rid of the banana. What are you doing? You have chamor. He says, that's bal tosif. He says, I like it this way. It's more colorful. Tipesh, ma matos.
That's why.
He's yotzeh the mitzvah. He's yotzeh the mitzvah. Which but way? He's still over the isur of bal tosif.
Which way is derech dilato, the banana?
Banana is kind of curved. But that way. Yeah.
Is it? It has to be like, has to be the stem is up.
And no, point up. Yeah, stem up.
Stem up.
Yeah. Okay, so Rabotai, we're going to hold it here. Tomorrow we're going to have a shiur klali, visit the Shem on something. Maybe we'll continue the